Oh, that's a really lovely question, and I'm very flattered to hear that you think I captured that particular sense of light. I agree, San Francisco has a truly unique light to it as a space, and the way that the light hits people and buildings in that city is one of a kind. As far as how I approach light, the process with these portraits was sort of it was very much a collaborative one, in the sense that I never wanted to tell anyone how to stand or how to pose, because for me, these portraits were all about letting this other human be who they were and trying to capture this little slice of who they were. And so I would never tell anyone, you know, stick your hand out or pose this way or do any of that. But I would tell people to turn until the light hit them in a way that it crossed their face in particular, so that for me as a draftsman, there would be a sense of volume and a sense of shape and form with where the shadows landed versus where the highlights hit. So I would always try to get the portraits either shot in the morning or in the evening, when the light was at approximately a 45-degree angle, when the sun was hitting at that angle, and then try to turn them so that they sort of faced partly into the light but partly away, so that there was a distinct shadow as well as a highlight on their face.